The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hopefully no longer. There we go. Welcome everybody to Happy Hour. I'm going to ask you to mute if you haven't already. And I'm going to start out tonight by talking about loving kindness in everyday life, which is kind of where the rubber meets the road, right? Everyday life, everyday interactions, actions, and the value of invoking the intention of benevolence, friendliness, kindness towards strangers we run across, creatures in our world, others, any kinds of others. And it's valuable as a mind and heart training in of itself. A mind and heart training that also happens to make relating to others more joyful and meaningful. At least it certainly has for me. And these intentions can manifest just in the mind, in the heart, in the body, verbally, or through action, right? So it can be as simple as letting the other person go first in the grocery store line when the two of you arrive at the exact same time, or waving the other car on when you simultaneously arrive at a four-way stop, holding the door open for a stranger, saying hello to someone who looks like they need it, right? In the discourses, this kind of friendliness, these kind of cooperation was described to the Buddha by some of his monks, very harmoniously living monks, I might add, as blending like milk and water, viewing each other with kindly eyes. Blending like milk and water. These days, we'd probably say milk and coffee or milk and tea. But that blend, that ease, it's not the oil in the water. And they describe cooperating, helping each other with simple tasks, just like we do today. These simple acts of loving kindness in daily life can really light up the heart, the mind, make the day feel a lot different. And they also have another kind of benefit. It's sort of an attitude of mind, a mindfulness of mind or heart practice, to notice the equanimity or the lack of equanimity in your friendly actions, interactions, gestures of generosity. Equanimity is a really important dimension of metta. It's a heart quality that it's one of the four heart qualities, right? But it happens to be present in the other three. Loving kindness, compassion, and altruistic joy. And then it also exists in its own right. When cultivating equanimity by itself, a great way to start is with people who are closer to neutral, these strangers, these others that we casually encounter in our lives. And that's part of why I'm bringing it up in the context of metta and daily life. Right, because it's an easy way to start to notice equanimity or lack thereof in the kindness itself. But just a couple words about equanimity. It doesn't mean non-action. It's not not caring. It does support non-attachment to outcomes. So that can be an outcome as small as the response of a stranger to a kindness, or a non-attachment to the outcomes of the purpose to which I devoted my life, even. So we start where we're at, right? Like in daily life, how does it feel to be friendly? How does it feel when it's reciprocated? How does it feel when it's not reciprocated? Sometimes equanimity is there and it just doesn't matter. Other times, one might notice a pulse of annoyance or resentment, right? And it's these little moments, these details, these decisions, interacting with others moment by moment, those form the fabric of our lives. They condition the heart and the mind for how we're going to show up in the next moment, in the moment after that, the year after that. So noticing when metta is metta, loving kindness with less attachment or no attachment, and when kindness or generosity comes with expectation, stickiness, some other kind of attachment. Expectations, some teachers say, are premeditated resentments. Right? Premeditated resentments. So this is part of why it's such a rich place to start with the people who are more sort of the weak ties in our lives, the casual interactions, because then it's really clear that it's about this heart, this mind. I'm practicing metta for neutral people on the hiking trail, neutral beings in the forest, unknown people, drivers, pedestrians, anybody going through life. All of this can be a daily life practice that transfers to practicing loving kindness at the very deepest levels on retreat throughout a life when it gets really hard. That thread of equanimity sets the heart free to love, to be kind in the biggest, most expansive way. So in our meditation tonight, we'll pick up on the theme I brought in last week, which is to introduce calm and metta, tranquility and metta with a calm and easy being. And then we'll move on to others. The invitation as we meditate, as you meditate, is if it feels natural, just to notice any feelings of equanimity or attachment that arise. You don't have to dwell on them, but just take a moment to notice. The equanimity is what sets metta free. Right? Okay, so we're going to transition to the meditation part of Happy Hour. And in order to protect our silence, I am no longer allowing people to unmute themselves in case we get some latecomers fiddling with their iPad or their phone or whatever, and protect us from Zoom bombs. And for you, each of you, the invitation is to settle back from your screen. You can maybe turn off, the suggestion is to turn off any alerts, phone message indicators, buzzing, beeping, ringing. And if it's helpful to turn away from the screen, please feel free. You don't have to. I will stay on screen barring any unforeseen interruptions. And inviting you to settle back into your body. Soften your eyes. Let them be downcast. And even to close, if that feels right, that feels safe for you. It can be helpful to start by taking one or two deep, slow breaths, just as deep as is comfortable. Relaxing on the out breath. Letting go of whatever it took to get here, whatever the day brought. And then noticing this body, just as it is, where is it at right now? Kind of saying hi. So whatever sensations or tensions, relaxations, openings are present. setting the intention, the resolve for the next half hour to meeting your experience with kindness and mindfulness, and allowing any calm or equanimity that wants to come. Noticing the contact of the feet on the floor, cushioning. Noticing the contact of your hands on whatever they're resting on. The weight of your body supported by mat, cushion, or chair. And sensing into the boundless support of the earth beneath that. Relaxing into that. Inviting the attention to soak into the body. Filling this body the way water fills a sponge. And resting. Resting the attention in whatever part of embodied experience feels most soothing, grounding. To you right now. Could be the contact of hands and feet, sound, or like the instructions I'm about to give, breathing. Attuning to your life's breath, wherever it's most comfortable, obvious. Resting. Allowing all of experience. And resting the attention, the foreground of your attention. And soothing qualities of this body breathing. Helpful to put a bit more attention in the out-breath. Allowing a settling and releasing into stillness. The end of the out-breath. Allowing whatever sensations, attitudes, emotions, thoughts are there to be there. Kindly acknowledging, including, allowing the attention to rest in the moment, this breath. this pause. Noticing, appreciating any presence, mindfulness, kindness, calm that's already here, no matter how small, the smallest sliver. Appreciating. Acknowledging. Perhaps on an out breath, letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. Resting. And as it feels right, gathering the attention towards the center of your chest, the heart center. Noticing whatever sensations, feelings are present there. Perhaps there's a sense of sweetness or relaxation or contraction or expansion. It's all okay. It's okay. Perhaps noticing the way the breath relates to the heart center. Perhaps soothing or enlivening. Or something else. Holding it all in kind awareness. Now calling to mind a person, or a being, someone in your life or known of, a figure, even. Someone who exudes a sense of calm, equanimous compassion, kindness. This other one should be some being you feel safe around. A sense of benevolence or love or kindness or simple respect for. Perhaps an image of this other one or a felt sense of them. Even the idea of them. Holding it, holding them. Close to the heart and the mind. And offering whatever positive intentions, feelings feel right to offer this other one. Kindness or gratitude, friendliness, respect, anything in that vein. Imagining these intentions moving outwards from your body, your mind, and heart. Perhaps like a gesture. Or on a breath. And using, if it feels right to use words, any words that feel fitting to you. I'll offer a few. Please be creative and use your own. Be happy. Be safe. And peaceful. Be free. Perhaps imagining these wishes like light radiating outwards from you. Or perhaps a fragrant breeze or fog. Outwards and bounded. Happy, safe, peaceful, free. from time to time. Checking in, quality of your own heart, your body. How does it feel to be offering these good wishes? Noticing. Imagining perhaps receiving these wishes from this other one or something similar. Noticing how that feels. Now shifting the focus from yourself and this other one. Imagining the two of you, perhaps, or them just there supporting you as you're doing it. Offering kindness to one or two barely known people in your life. Representatives of all of the strangers and casual contacts in our lives. May you be happy. Safe. Peaceful. Radiating outwards, offering. And from time to time, noticing how it feels in the heart, body. Noticing any threads of calm, non-attachment, equanimity in the metta intention. And allowing, acknowledging whatever arises. With kindness. Noticing any energy in the body. Perhaps ripples of metta, kindness, and intention, like ripples in a clear, calm mountain lake. Or perhaps something stronger, like wind or light. Playing with how it feels to send these good wishes. And now expanding, if it feels right, the scope, the circle of the kindness flowing through this body, this heart, this mind, through any arisings in this mind, heart, and body, no part left out, and beyond, including a deeply respected, cared for being, neutral beings, and any and all people, creatures, beings, known and unknown, anywhere your good wishes want to land, as near or far as they want to come. Radiating like starlight, spreading like fog or wind, rippling like water, kindness. Happy. See. for the last few moments of this meditation. The invitation is to let go of images, imaginings, and rest in this body, in this moment, allowing whatever wants to flow through to flow through, like clouds or birds in a clear, vast, open sky. Nothing left out. Filled with kind, calm, cool awareness. Thank you all for your practice. So, as has become custom when I teach these happy hours, I invite you to stay with yourself, stay in that space of generating good intentions, goodwill, friendliness. And take a moment to wish those wishes to the other people in this Zoom room, your Sangha mates, fellow practitioners. Wish it to their tile if they don't have their video on, or to their image if they do have their video on. The encouragement is to turn your video on, even just for this little bit, if you can, to know that you are offering and also receiving friendliness, goodwill, metta from each of the other people in this room. Your metta is spreading all over the country this way too, beyond the country. So thank you. Thank you for that. So we have just a few minutes for reflections right now, maybe 5 minutes or so. If anyone would like to offer how that was for you or have a question, comment. Maybe we're just over a full page, so maybe use your Zoom hand. And you can also put things in the chat if you're shy about speaking. That's totally fine. Yes, Don, please. Oh, wait, I need to let you unmute. Hang on. Okay, now you can unmute.
I just wanted to say thank you. I really appreciated it, and I've been sitting off and on with the song for almost, I don't know, a year and a half, maybe. It's been a while. And anyway, I really appreciate it. And I just want to thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate the thanks. I especially appreciate the heart quality of the gratitude. That's such a beautiful quality to bring in and to respond to and to notice. Anybody else? Yes, Anthony, please.
Thank you, Don, for the guided meditation and the topic on love and kindness. My question is, what's your perspective on when you choose that someone, if it's like a grandmother or someone that's passed already, mm-hmm. is that would you say that's it's okay, so to speak?
If it's okay to...
For like to
speak. Oh, I think it's totally fine to imagine her speaking, allow her to speak. That's my perspective.
Not speak, but you know, when you have us kind of like visualize that person to give love and kindness to, or, you know, is it okay if it's like a loved one that's passed already, would you say? Or
yes, absolutely. And I was responding to that dimension of it as well. In my day job, I'm a chaplain, and so I help people process grief a lot. And a very common way that a lot of people integrate their grief is to have the person become a part of them. And many people do that by talking to and even sort of imagining or hearing conversations with their dear departed one. So I think it's a beautiful practice. You may have heard somewhere that you shouldn't be generating metta for a deceased person. Where that comes from is they are not considered in the commentaries to be a good person to use if you're trying to attain a concentration state, a jhana. So that's the only time to hold off, is if that's the goal. In a daily life practice situation like this, that's not usually what we're aiming for. So you're totally cool. You're fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question. Maybe one more, or any reflections? Okay, well, I guess I'll offer a very brief moment of reflection, which is just to observe that in my own experience, cultivating calm or equanimity sometimes lends itself to not wanting to be as verbal, and that's totally fine. And also that this link between the metta, the kindness, and the equanimity, the hope is that the meditation offered a little bit of an exploration of what that might be like in practice, and that daily life practice is every bit as real, every bit as valuable in this realm, to really taking that in as a cultivation of the heart, of the mind, and of relationships all at the same time. So we're going to move into optional breakout groups. If you want to stick around, but you don't want to be in a breakout group, just decline the invitation and I'll rebalance them. But have you be in there for about 6 minutes. And if you want to stay quiet and stay here, it's fine. The invitation, you don't necessarily need to follow my prompt, but the prompt I'm going to suggest is to talk about how metta practice, loving kindness practice, does show up in your daily life right now, if it does, or how it might, and how might cultivating a sense of healthy non-attachment to outcome equanimity help you cultivate more of it in your life with others, with people. Okay, so here we go. See you guys very soon. Just going to make sure we've got the timing right. Yes. Great. So, see you on the other side. Welcome back.
Thank you, Dawn. That was lovely.
Thank you, Michelle.
There was a little static. I don't know if it's my computer while you were speaking.
Rob, did you hear static? Since we've got another person in.
No, I thought you sound fine to me.
Okay.
It's just your voice has some static in it on my machine.
Okay. Yeah, technology, right?
Yeah. Thank you. It was lovely.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you, Dawn, so much.
Thank you. So welcome back, everybody. It's so fun to see you pop back in like that. So we have a couple of minutes. If anyone wants to give a sense, wants to share any ideas or wisdom or joy or anything that came up in their group. Yes, Terry.
I must say, in a small group, I'm confessing my sins. We were just talking about the geography of two of us on the group were from Toronto, including myself, and two of us were the other two were from California, and we sort of almost felt like family, even though we were just chatting about that, and we never really talked about meditation. But at the end of it, it felt warm and nurturing. So there you go.
Lovely. And yeah, it's not always about the topic, right? Sometimes it's much more about the attitude in our hearts and the warmth of the connection. It's very fitting with the teaching on relating to people we don't know very well, right, in our lives. Great. Thanks, Jerry. Anybody else?
So which the Sangha now? It's multinational.
Yes, multinational. Yes, Neil, hi.
So I thought when you said that we should, when we're giving metta, look to see if we're being equanimous or clinging was a very interesting thing. You know, in the past, right, I certainly have noticed I've been clinging or, right, you know, repelled, right? I have certainly had both of those reactions. You know, my reaction has always been, I'm doing it wrong. You know, right. And this sort of like reframed it to, you know, be mindful of, you know, your response, right? Right. You know, this is what happens, you know, and it was like one or two sentences you said, but you know, it sort of like reframed things for me. It was very nice, I thought.
Great. And I'm so happy to hear that you took that from it. For me, full disclosure, I've had quite a journey with metta starting in 2009, I think. And so I had plenty of time of thinking like the doing it wrong part and like it's supposed to be a certain way part. And one of the most powerful ways of practicing this for me is to notice everything that's not metta. And whether in clinging is the most powerful thing to notice, clinging or aversion. And it can be a mindfulness practice. And it's a powerful heart cultivation. Because I'm no saint, you know, and maybe there's a saint in the Zoom room tonight. I don't know. But until we reach that level, there's always going to be the possibility of something like that popping in. So wouldn't you rather see it? Thank you for that. Appreciate
Thank you.
The observation. So we have one more minute. So if anyone has a burning comment, question, complaint, please raise your Zoom hand. Otherwise, I'm going to ring us out with a little bit of a dedication of merit or benefit, depending on how you like to language it. So, may the practice that we do here together, may this cultivation of the heart of kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity, in the seeing of everything else, be a benefit to us and to all of the lives we touch, all of the lives they touch, rippling outwards and outwards. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you for your kind attention.